Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It was already in English. Most Trump tariffs are not legal. U.S. appeals court rules. Trump demand for Japan to buy more U.S. rice snagged trade talks. Nikkei says Elliott Affiliates $5.89 billion bid recommended as winner of Citgo auction. California sets aside penalties for high refinery profits. Trump cancels $679 in federal funding for offshore wind projects. U.S. oil production hit record high in June, EIA says. U.S.-Venezuela tensions rise as U.S. warships arrive in Southern Caribbean. U.S. crude oil production reaches record high in June, EIA reports. Oil prices slip marginally lower. Ukraine peace deal, India tariffs in focus. U.S. makes it harder for SK Hynix, Samsung to make chips in China. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Rolls-Royce denies report of IPO plans for small nuclear reactor unit. Southwest Airlines begins flying first plane with secondary cockpit barrier. Goldman Sachs COO Waldron sells about $13.6 million in stock analysis. Maha calls for limits on food ads to kids likely to face industry opposition. Alibaba misses revenue estimates, but AI boosts cloud business. How China's leverage and short-selling scheme drives market despite tighter curbs. Will DeepSeek's latest innovation pose a threat to GPU makers? What to expect at the upcoming iPhone launch event? China manufacturing activity shrinks for fifth straight month in August. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index dips below forecasted numbers, indicates slower economic growth. Chicago PMI drops significantly, signaling contraction in manufacturing sector. U.S. core PCE firms slightly, but matches expectations. Canada's economy shrinks by more than expected in second quarter. Wholesale inventories see a slight increase, surpassing expectations. Core PCE price index holds steady, aligns with forecast and previous figures. German unemployment tops 3 million for first time in a decade. German inflation rises more than expected to 2.1% in August. India committed to improving ties with China, Modi tells Shai. Magnitude 4.7 earthquake strikes Valmy, Nevada, USGS says. MERS promises debt relief for municipalities ahead of electoral test. China's support for multilateralism is vital, says UN's Guterres, EU to work on using frozen Russian assets to aid Ukraine after war. Egypt's GDP grows 4.5% in 2024-25, boosted by reforms and manufacturing. Is the worst of Trump's trade conflict over? U.S. judge halts Trump effort to expand fast-track deportations. Hearing ends without ruling on Trump's firing of Fed Governor Cook. EOS climbs 11% in a green day. Ethereum-based meme project Pepetito surges past $6.5 in presale. Bitcoin price today dips to $109,000 on firm inflation data set for monthly drop. DeFi development launches Solana treasury vehicle in UK market. Bybit adds tokenized gold to network with earn yields up to 100%. Gate launches GUSD, a stable investment backed by real-world assets. Sharpe's technology raises over $400 million to buy Solana cryptocurrency. BTCC Summer Festival 2025 unites Japan's Web3 community. HTX Hot Listings Weekly Recap, Aug 18, Aug 25. Meme coins steal the show. Blue chips steadily recover. DeFi development buys $77 million in Solana tokens after equity raise. Kathy Wood's ARK buys Intellia stock. Trim's DraftKings position Freshpet's Tet's 52-week low at 55s and 77 mid-challenging year. Apollo Commercial Real Estate Finance stock hits 52-week high at $10.61. Rush Street Interactive stock hits 52-week high at $22.52. U.S. Travel Plus Leisure stock hits 52-week high at $63.34 USD. Aviana Healthcare stock hits 52-week high at $8.03 USD. Grupo Financiero Galicia Q225. Slides strong ROE amid Argentine recovery. Cipher Mining stock hits 52-week high at $7.78. Barrick Mining stock hits 52-week high at $26.8. Let me know if you want me to translate it into another language.